begin to really hear it. That's called awakening. You don't have to go out there and shoot someone with a Luger 22. You may have to pick up your pen and your telephone. I'm not going to let Eckers do it. That's exactly what the man wants. She will tie him into knots, but it will be ugly, do you see? You have to rebut on fact, on truth, calmly, wisely. And your work is cut out. Gene's work is even more cut out because I want to tell you something. Gary Anderson has never been called to task the law. And until Gene does that, Gene is not going to be free of it. Now, there has been so little time to focus on anything like that. But meanwhile, while you stand the brunt of this kind of discussion and this kind of humiliation, they're up there in Oregon this minute having their little old seminar. And because of this, guess who is being discussed? Seats aboard craft. Better be worrying about how many people will be clear with God. Do we need any discussion?
I don't think we heard about Gary Anderson in the business. I think you had discussed it. You gave his name, Gary Anderson, Gary Wayne, Gary Gray, and said it was mentioned for 40,000, but you didn't really hear it on tape.
Well, I didn't think that you did.
I heard it on tape, so it must have been at yesterday's party.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Because I heard it on the tape.
What Bogart said, and I'm not sure that I can quote it. This is why I wanted so badly for you to hear it. And so you must find it so that you can hear it. And there were two or three references right there at once that were totally valuable. But he said when he talked to Gary Anderson, and when Gary Anderson was, get this, at the CLC, at the Constitutional Law Center, he said that over $40,000 a week ran through there.
But on the tape you said $40,000
Commander,
a month, and you repeated it, and then you said, oh, was it a week?
Can I I'll take this tape out in just a minute, take this other player and find it. I believe it's on
the
this
one that's been recorded.
It's on this second tape.
It's on where Bo is explaining about George Green and all that stuff. It starts in there.
It's only important not to all of us right here, other than listen to it. Get your own copies and listen to it. But it is extremely important to Gene Dixon, because I'm telling you, these were adjacent suites, and that man went out and set up a trust, and the only thing different in the name was spelling of center. And it's important that have been in Bogart's voice stating that was from. He had talked to Gary Anderson, and Gary Anderson said. That is indicting. Why would he know? How would he know? And how much did he divert? Is there more? I know you're numb from being here. And the reason that I wanted to get on with it, I apologize for yesterday. I knew we only had the first tape. On the other hand, I thought the party was for today. I do apologize. And this works out fine. We could take the entire day, because we now had the second tape. And there may well be more. But we needed to go over what is being said so that you begin to hear against the facts what is being said. And it does hurt me that we came so late into having everybody be at every hearing that they wish to attend. And I would ask that everybody who feels you have to work tomorrow morning, I guess you have to do it. But I don't believe there'll be anything more important to any of you than to be there just to support John in presence. We must not go beyond the human or humanity involved here. It was like a gift truly from God to have you there before. You saw him. And I personally would not take anything for the vision of John Schrafer walking up to Diane Gross and saying, "So you're the attorney of my ex." And her fidget. Because he may believe in God, because he may believe that there is a need for care in a world that is coming apart, and because he's elderly, my goodness, all you need to do is take that cockatoo to court and let it shriek at the judge. And I think you should see to it that John gets back his bird also, even though it will shriek at him, "John!" in the shrill, piercing voice. It will remind him that he has a job to do.
Commander?
Yes.
When we were over there before, John said they had placed a notice in the kitchen where apparently he went to see some normal company, and it said that none of the kitchen help were to talk with John.
I know. And she acts shocked, and she wanted it to be noted that she acts shocked, and see, he's just getting senile. And at that point, we tried to divert him, because that kind of talk will only keep him in there. They will deny any such action, and it will make him sound nutty. And that's the way the adversary works. You hear it right here. You hear it. That's the only tool the adversary has. Is there something makes you unable to attend yourself, change your clothes, and be with your friends because you believe in God? Well, but he doesn't believe in God. He believes in ETs and UFOs. I want to ask you what an extraterrestrial is. You always say God. Christ is coming. From whence is he coming? Oh, out there. Well, where are you going? We're going up to the clouds. That's extraterrestrial. But it's not wise, is it, to use that term in front of the judge. So every opportunity, caution him to only answer the questions. Answer them sensibly according to what they need to hear to get him out of there. And he will get better. He will get better because you can get him better. They will cause him to deteriorate farther and farther and farther the longer he's in there because he will not have any vitamins. You can heal 9/10 of the ones in that place with Alzheimer's with proper vitamins.
There's
actually there's a lot of money in that.
I've got that place in the paper.
Go ahead.
All right.
Can I comment? Jean asked that I tell everybody, and I announced it yesterday, but in case someone wasn't there, that anyone who is coming to the hearing tomorrow for John should be at in Bakersfield at 8 a.m. on the third floor outside of the probate department. 8 a.m.
Where is that?
At the Court Justice Building.
The Court Chester. Superior Courthouse on Truxton.
On Truxton.
Truxton, Chester.
To read what it's on the set because he's ordered it to be put on the front page, and so certainly it will be. It was important because Gary Anderson is someone that we'll be talking to next week. Gary ran the Phoenix Constitutional Law Center. Gary Anderson told me that there were $30,000 a week flowing into the town coffers up in that area. We'll be talking to George Green. George was in charge of the publishing end of it. He has said that there's like $2 million that has flowed into these coffers. I know of one person in Las Vegas, I made the announcement yesterday, $300,000. Two people out in Florida in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. One lady, don't know if it ever actually connected or not, has spent $1.2 million. This is pretty important. People think they're hearing the word of God. And so I think it's important that you be able to make the decision whether you want to support this kind of thing. And matter of fact, let's be fair. I invited Doris or Hatton or Afton or whatever she wanted to appear as. I invited her on the program. I received back this blistering letter, which is very graphic in pieces of the anatomy. So I'm just saying, I'm going to be respectful, but let me give you the Eckers number. Maybe you want to take the newspaper. Maybe you want to donate money. That's your choice.
I've just been right past it.
Yeah, I must have just
leave it there.
That.
I want Jean to hear that. And that will not be on the tape that he took with him.
That's interesting that he says that Gary Anderson ran.
Yes.
Phoenix Constitutional Law Center.
If you were a lawyer, couldn't you do some dandy things with this?
Probably if we were a lawyer, we wouldn't be here.
Especially if you were an honorable lawyer, which there don't seem to be too many anywhere.
They're getting to be one or two. As they have to confront this. You see, Mr. Tipps got caught, and it hurt his reputation. George Green talked Tipps into doing some things that were highly unethical. Our thrust is not to go out and pick at the lawyers. My mission is to get the word of ones like Walter Russell out and awaken humanity. And that's what Bo Greitz claims to want to do. It's what Tim Binder claims to want to do. Because if humanity is not awakened, you're going to continue this spiral downward. And if Mr. Binder will just study his work, he will see that it is going to happen. And big words and wishes will not divert it. I think we are saturated. I think as you ponder it, you will be guided personally to know what you need to do. And if you have questions, get together and talk with each other. And then talk with Jean. Jean wants to become one with us so that you can begin to have some soul appreciation of self. And we'll see you in the morning. I cherish you. I thank you for the day. Salut.
Thank you, Commander.